Welcome to the book of Acts, the Gospel of Luke's lesser-known, lesser-loved sequel. The story of Acts, which we will be reading over the course of this summer, takes the ending of Luke and makes it into a new beginning, another epic story. And this epic story is a story of the early church, the first believers, the original communities who worshiped the crucified and risen Jesus. It's a story where the 12 disciples become apostles, where followers of Jesus become teachers. It's a story where the promise of Jesus is taken to the masses. It's a story of huge crowds and mass baptisms, of movement and action and growth. Given all of that, the story of Acts should begin with something big, right? An ignition, a catalyst to launch us into all of that. These disciples, now apostles, are ready to tell people about Jesus. They're feeling fresh and excited and motivated. Everything they've learned about God and Jesus is top of mind. The passion is ready to be tapped and used to spread this gospel message. If Luke knows anything about telling a story, which he does, this book should start out with a bang. And yet, it doesn't. This epic story does not begin with an exciting grand opening. Instead, it begins with an instruction. An instruction by Jesus to the apostles to stay in Jerusalem, to not move, to not go anywhere. Followed by a command that may be our least favorite thing to hear from anyone: wait. Wait. Now, Luke is a great storyteller. He gave us the Good Samaritan and the Prodigal Son. You'd think he knew what he was doing. But beginning his sequel with the apostles being ordered to stay put and wait is really anticlimactic. Not really the plot thickener that I was hoping for. If I picked up this book off the shelves, I don't know if I would keep turning the page, because there's literally nothing going on. After Jesus gives them this instruction, there's nothing for the main characters can do to move this story forward. And so I can't help but ask, why? Why did Jesus order them to wait? Why did Jesus tell them to stay put? Why would Jesus put a pause on this epic story that was at its most exciting and climactic point and take all the wind out of their sails? Why didn't he send them out immediately, fresh on their passion and excitement, to start telling everyone that Jesus was crucified, died, and risen? Why? Now, obviously, I don't know the answer to this question because I'm not Jesus. And I know I'm not Jesus because I would not have told my friends to wait. But I do know what it is to wait. I know very intimately the experience of waiting. There are the small moments of waiting, like I did a lot of this past week, waiting for delayed planes and postponed concerts, waiting in lines, waiting for people to respond to your texts. But I also know the long days and weeks and months of waiting. Waiting for jobs, waiting for news, waiting for diagnoses, waiting to feel better. I'm sure all of you know this kind of waiting too. So maybe like me, you know that when we wait, we're forced to reckon with the limitations of our own actions, of our own abilities. When we wait, we become more and more dependent on external forces that will end our waiting. When we wait, we're forced to loosen our grip, to let go of expectations, to trust in something other than ourselves. This is all of what makes waiting so painful, so excruciating, what makes us so impatient, because waiting reminds us that we're not as in control as we thought we were. And you know what? Jesus knew that too. He knew the pains of waiting just as we do. And so when he tells the apostles to stay put and wait, to enter into a time of losing control and letting go, he doesn't leave them high and dry to suffer in their impatience. He offers them a promise. A promise of the Father. A promise that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. A promise that this Holy Spirit will show up in their life and in the world. A promise that this Holy Spirit will lead them forward when they have no idea what to do next, when they're stuck in cycles of waiting. I think this is why Jesus ordered the apostles to slow down, to take a pause before heading out. Because Jesus wanted it to be very clear that what was about to happen, that the rest of this epic story, it was never going to be in their control. That the guiding force in all of what was about to happen, the protagonist of this story, it would not be the apostles. It would not be the people in that room. It also wasn't going to be Jesus, who was the protagonist of Luke's first book. Rather, the protagonist, the main character, the driving force behind the story in Acts would be the Holy Spirit, an unwieldy divine actor that blows in new and strange directions, a wild wind that who acts and moves far outside of our control, a spirit, a Holy Spirit, whose ability to act in this world is beyond the limits of our waiting. This is the promise we cling to when we wait. The promise of a spirit who guides us forward when life is out of control. The promise of a life force that sustains us in our impatience. The promise of this gift of God that Jesus offered us when he ascended into heaven. The book of Acts is an epic story. Over the summer, we will read stories of thousands of people hearing about Jesus for the first time and random strangers being baptized in the river next to the road. We will hear the story of Paul, a man who persecuted followers of Jesus before encountering the living God in an insane way. We will hear the stories of these apostles traversing vast landscapes and rough seas to reach people in every land, every country, every nation with the love of God. But this grand and epic story begins with the simple and profoundly painful act of waiting. Waiting for a God who has promised to show up. Waiting for a Holy Spirit who is going to take us to people and places we would not go on our own. Waiting because what's about to happen is not within our control and will be bigger than anything we could do on our own. Waiting and holding on to, clinging to the promise that the Holy Spirit will lead us forward. So today, I tell you, as Jesus told the apostles, stay put and wait. The Holy Spirit, she's coming. Amen.